The Choose Maths Award honours the teachers who are working to involve students in the traditionally tricky topic of mathematics. This year, a WA teacher will take home the Engaging Girls in Mathematics Award for her hands-on work with Indigenous girls. Ashley Stewart spoke to The Wire's Aislinn Rossi just after her win.
I cried a little bit when I got the award. I wasn't really expecting it. I'm pretty overwhelmed, so it was very humbling, but very honoured as well.
So what's different about the way that you teach that hands-on experience aspect to other methods of teaching that may not have worked as well in the past?
Really what it is it's not just hands-on activities doing the work with the girls. It's getting them to choose something that they actually want to learn. So like the activity I did with the Aboriginal girls class was they all had their phones. They love their phones. So they chose to do an activity of how can we sustainably charge our phones? And that's the kind of activity where you can bring the math, bring the science to life, and they really enjoy it. So it's not just hands-on, but it's something that they want to do as well. Because, you know, we have the Western Australian curriculum. The curriculum dictates to us what they must learn in mathematics. But if we give them a choice on how they learn that, they feel more free and they feel more willing, I think, to learn that mathematics.
And is that particularly important for Indigenous students?
I think it's important for all students, but I think with the particular girls group that I worked with, it was very, very important because they hadn't been given a lot of choice in what they learned mathematically. So I think with those particular girls, it was very important.
So what was their response from students?
Oh, they loved it. So they had quite a few girls away quite frequently. And when we started doing the project, the girls slowly but surely got into it and the attendance was at 100%. And they maintained that attendance for the rest of the semester. It was amazing. And they all wanted to take them home, the chargers home, and show their parents and show their friends. And they were actually featured on a Department of Education video of girls in STEM and Aboriginal girls in STEM. But they were able to actually show and discuss physics at a year 12 level, and they were year 8 girls. They just loved it. And that's why they retained it.
Do you hope that this model of teaching could be rolled out nationally, that more people could do it in the way that you do?
Other teachers, would find this easy to take on board. It's getting students engaged in the work that we do. It engages students at all levels. Because a lot of staff, they say, well, I have this low-ability group of students. What can I do with them? But this is what I do with them. So everyone's on board and everybody's engaged with the work.
So what are the results like? Does this type of teaching translate to higher test scores and things like that?
I don't have an answer to that quite yet. I've only run this program with my Year 8 Living and Leading Girls. I'm hoping now with this award, I'll be able to roll it out to a larger chunk of my school, and then I can probably see how the results come out. And we didn't grade them on it, so they learned the skills, but now that's maybe the next step.
So we'll wait and see. So hit a little bit on my next question, which is what do you plan to do with this award into the future?
Yeah, I'd really like to roll my programs out across all of my girls for year 7s, 9s, 10s, 11s and 12s and develop other teachers in the Southwest, so deliver PDs, get them to come to our school to see what our girls do, even get our girls to go to their schools and show them what they can do. Because I find that when kids teach each other, they're more willing to respond. And I think that's a brilliant way to get everyone on board doing the same kind of upskilling of girls in mathematics.
After speaking with Ashley, I caught up with Jeff Prince, the director of the Mathematical Science Institute, who told me more about the Choose Maths Awards.
We work with teachers and students around the country, and at the moment we hold this very large philanthropic grant from the BHP Billiton Foundation, their philanthropic foundation, $22 million over 5 years, and that program's called Choose Maths. There are awards for students and for teachers, so there's a primary award, a secondary award, and then the award that Ashley's won, which is around mentoring girls.
So that award, how were the winners chosen?
We had an open application process. We get testimonials from their principals and from their students and so on, and then we have a panel, an expert panel, which looks at all of the applications.
So for the Mentoring Girls in Maths Award, how important is it to recognise teachers who work specifically with girls? Because we know that girls sometimes find it difficult to engage with maths in schools.
That's true. And in fact, the underlying purpose of the entire Choose Maths program is around growing the participation of girls and women in maths, in study and in careers. Universally, we want to do that for a whole bunch of reasons. One is to get a much better balance in the STEM workforce, but also because maths is enabling. And the flip side of that is if you don't have it, it's disabling. And in this country, far fewer women are functionally numerate than men, and that's disabling. So mentoring girls is absolutely fundamental.
And how important is it to recognise teachers like Ashley who do great work with Indigenous students and other marginalised groups?
Apart from the direct reward to the teacher and the recognition, which is absolutely fundamental, because I think people like Ashley are just wonderful. It's absolutely humbling for me as a working mathematician to be here today with so many teachers of future mathematicians, and I'm just always in awe of math teachers and school teachers generally. But also to be able to make a significant financial contribution to the maths program at the school. I think that's also very important to us. But the other thing is to get it out there that maths is valued, the teachers of maths are valued, that the sort of work that Ashley does is really has a high value in the Australian community through getting these stories out there.
Jeff Prince of the Mathematical Sciences Institute, speaking with The Wire's Aislinn Rossi.